If that doesn't inspire you to actually go on and take the world on and put it in your own image, then heaven knows what will. Dave Sharp, of course, performing with the Alarm, now actually sort of doing a fantastic acoustic solo set at Lincoln the Jolly Brewer, Saturday the 26th of July.
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for millennia.
To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk and explore the inspiration.
Now, one of those voices was co-presenting the traditional curtain raiser to Lincoln Inspired, of course, the wonderful Lincoln Literary Quiz. Who might that have been, Sarah Bullimore? One of those voices that we actually just heard on that trailer. Who? Because it wasn't your good self, was it?
It wasn't indeed. No.
Was it Rosie Hetherington, now Langhorne, formerly from the dance troupe Legs & Co? No.
Well, no. She wasn't there last night.
Could it have been Ed Wellman, he who has sort of said, yeah, I'll see you in the morning. I knew he wouldn't see me in the morning. I said, with the team, I said, you see you in the morning? Yeah, see you in the morning. It's not going to happen. You know what I mean? Sometimes, Sarah, you know, with some of the younger folk, they, you know, the stamina, you know, you do the whole thing, then you're up bright and early to get there. I actually didn't think I'd be here myself, in fact, because I thought I was going to be at the Northern England Horticultural Show. But no, we said, we'll do live and a mixture of all sorts of goodies. And you've been listening to us, haven't you, Sarah?
I have indeed, yes, all morning.
It was Ed Wellman who was obviously there, so that's the guy. So, do you know the answer to that thing we rolled out, one of the questions from last night, which was whose mother was Monique Delacroix?
I do, yes. Yeah. Well, I do, because of last night.
Well, then I think you should share it with us, because after all, your people have obviously found it far, far too difficult to actually go for that, or they've been embarrassed, or they just thought there's no incentive. If we'd offered a pair of tickets to go and see A History of Food in 100 Recipes with William Sitwell, then maybe the switchboards would have been flooded, as it is.
Or maybe it's a bit too early for them.
Yeah. Let's put them out of their misery. Whose mother was Monique Delacroix?
The answer is James Bond.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyway, moving on. I'm holding in my hand here it's like a Bobby McFerrin song, but a literary version. Lincoln Inspired, a festival of literature, performance and art. And as we said, we had the curtain raiser sort of last night to the quiz. I can't believe next week we'll be launching Inspired on Air. Amazing. You know, we'll be part of a 3-hour package. We'll have the midweek drive morning edition going from 8 a.m. through 10 a.m. and then 10 a.m. through 11 a.m. you're Inspired on Air. Join Siren FM's Alex Leftuk, Ed Wellman and their guests for all the latest news and views from Lincoln Inspired. And already we've actually confirmed that Georgia Twynham will be with us.
Fantastic.
And hopefully yourself, Sarah, and Sue North, and a whole heap of other goodies. In fact, the majority of folk who will be performing and producing and presenting stuff, including the absolutely, truly, wonderfully, amazingly superlative, wonderful world of the Bolton Bear Hunt. I'll say that again. Bookstart Bears' very own souls will be appearing as well from Bolton Park and Library. Even though they said, well, you know, we're happy to come along and talk about our experience of the festival as people who have experienced it, although we're only doing a couple of events in Bolton Park this particular thing. I said, come along, it's a bear hunt in Bolton Park with Bookstart Bear. What can you not appreciate about that? It's genius. As you can tell, I'm just a little bit excited here, Sarah, so I'm obviously going to have to hold the thing down.
It's very exciting, Alex,
Well, it is. You've got the Chantry Dance Company. You know, we've got their fine souls coming in to chat with us about their performance of Sandman, which takes place at the Lincoln Drill Hall between 1 and 2 p.m. on Friday the 9th of May. And then, if you just think, well, that's dance and bears, but, you know, what about Vikings? Have we got anything for Vikings? Mm-hmm. We've got Giles Christian. We've got Viking Day. I'm sorry, sir. I mean, I'm taking... share with it. What have we got for Viking Day on Thursday the 8th of May?
We've got a really exciting, lovely day happening and hosted by the lovely people at the collection. We've got everything from kind of under five story time, which is going to be Viking themed. Then we're going to have free family film as well, which if everyone pops into the collection, they'll let them know what film it is, but we know it's going to be a Viking themed one. And then we've got a tour of the gallery, again, which is free. But then, yes, as you mentioned, we've got the lovely author, Giles Christian, who's coming with his new book for the afternoon.
Is that God of Vengeance, Sarah? God of Vengeance?
It is, yes. Have you managed to get hold of a book yet, Alex?
Not as yet, although I have been promised, keeping the kind of historical theme going, that the Ark Before Noah will effectively be coming around and doing a whole range of things from that. And that, of course, is Irving Finkel's lovely little number there that we've actually got.
Yes, I've seen that book ready and waiting to come to us, and it's a really, really beautiful book as well, so it'll be absolutely fascinating. Event,
And he actually looks like the Ark Before Noah. Early in the program, did you manage to catch our little visit to, of course, one of the fine supporters of the Lincoln Inspired Festival? That would be Linden Books, when we actually wandered up there and had a chat with both Jill Hart and Sasha, who
were talking about. Yeah, that's fantastic.
Because that's another sort of part of the world which opens up. Because I saw that if you go to Linden Books, obviously other bookstores are available, but not quite with the same level of charm, it has to be said. But we love Waterstones, just to mention there, good supporter, so we'll hopefully be featuring Waterstones.
And they did well last night in the quiz, didn't they?
Well, they won, let's be honest. I mean, we were holding this back until all sorts of things, but, you know, I look at the scores as we went through there. They went from 16 points to 20. Actually, they were in their lead all the way. They started off with 7 points when they were just a point ahead, then they went to 16 points, then they went to 25, 33, 43, and then smashed through the 50-point barrier, wrapping up with 51 English points. Despite the fact that Ed was trying to actually confuse them in every sense of the way by saying last ones were worth 2 points. Oh, no, Ed, good morning, welcome.
Good morning. That was the idea, I think.
Yeah, exactly. So there, yes,
but the winner took all, and they were very, very nice. They were in it to win it, but they weren't just in it to win it. They were in it to take part. I think the crew last night, and out of all the Lincoln inspired quizzes, I think that was the nicest one yet, Sarah.
It was fantastic.
Wasn't it lovely?
A lovely atmosphere. Mm. Lovely.
And the lip dub as well. Have I missed you talking about that?
No, not yet at all. And I've just been sending the little films that we made across to our lovely friends at Skipton. And that was just fantastic, wasn't it? And you had a wonderful starring role in that. We have a few close-ups of you, Ed.
Really? Me? I was holding a microphone that was turned off, thankfully, because that's the whole point, isn't it, of lip dub? But I did find that with the Pharrell Williams song, it did fit quite nicely into a little bit of choreography there with the microphone in the air. But that's
definitely
probably teased the listener enough, I think.
Well, yes, they have to watch this.
It is very exciting, and it's interesting how, you know, you just hear your dulcet tones there and Ed's straight in there. It's amazing. It just shows the whole thing. Because Ed, of course, last year, like all of us, it was the first ever Lincoln inspired, and even though you were a Lincoln soul yourself, admittedly you'd been down on missionary work in Essex for a wee while, you weren't quite sure what to expect, and then you sort of thought, yeah, it really worked. I said, have faith, the Bullimore maestress knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe it was a whole year ago, and here we go again. Yeah.
And we'll continue to do so. That's the important thing. Indeed, as Randy Reinholtz would probably say,
Lincoln Inspired is more than just an arts festival, more than a literary festival, more than a whole set of lifestyle opportunities, and more than what the world has needed for a millennia. To see just how much more Lincoln Inspired can make you, go to lincolninspired.co.uk. And explore the inspiration.
Exactly. You can actually see a photograph of the winning team on the Facebook page. Obviously, in fact, I noticed a lot of people actually like the sessions that Ed's in with respect to that, which is always very good. There, sort of quizmeisters that are actually sorting through that. But if you wish to see the team who actually looks through that whole thing, then they're in full glory, as you can see, all smiley and holding up their brochures with pride. And that's all you actually need. Sarah, in terms of the festival itself, is this the period where there's kind of like that sense of anticipation, or is it kind of because I mean, let's say you are a bit of a seasoned professional when it comes to putting together these magical events, really. That's what, you know, Sarah Bullimore Arts Consultancy is all about.
It is, yes, and we're just reaching that point now where everything's getting really, really crazy and busy, and we're prepping doing upping the marketing campaigns, but also contacting every single individual artist and event that's coming to the festival and making sure that we've got everything so we know when they're arriving, where they're coming, are they happy, do they know, so that we can make sure that they're all met by all the inspired volunteers as well, and they have a lovely time when they come to Lincoln. So it's really, really busy at the moment.
And let's give a plug for some of those volunteers. I mean, we can actually give some name checks and variety of other things as well. I think it's important because without the volunteers, let's face it, both Siren FM and indeed Lincoln Inspired, we'd be stuffed, to be honest.
We would be stuffed. It would not exist.
So if you were sort of keen to actually sort of share with us, then obviously do that whole thing. Is it too late to get involved, Sarah? If people are listening to this thinking, it's a week to go, I don't know. Are tickets still available? Can people still actually get them for some of the wonderful things that are actually out there? Because we've only just touched the tip, the teeniest tip of the iceberg in terms of what's around. So how can people get involved?
Yes, definitely. And what we'd say to people is we've got a lot of events, actually, in which we recommend advance booking because we have small workshop events and ones which the artists and the events need to know the numbers before so they can make little packs of materials like the Buffalo workshop. So really, book as soon as you want to come and have a look through the brochure and see, and as soon as you know what event you want to come to, then do, you know, pick up the phone, speak to the lovely people at the Drill Hall and get booked in as soon as possible. And that also really, really helps us as well with managing the numbers and things. So if you can't make the festival this year, then please do share it with your friends and your family and colleagues as well, and just kind of really help us to spread the word about everything fantastic that's happening to make sure we are here again next year.
In 2 weeks from now. I mean, it's not just the excitement that effectively next week we launch Inspired On Air. Fantastic. This time next week, we'll be only 90 minutes away from launching the official programme, Inspired On Air. Well, fantastic. There's so much stuff in there, we might have to sort of take over part of the Madrid Drive Morning Edition just to do that. We might even have to reduce the number of traffic reports we give on the Madrid Drive Morning Edition just to encompass.
Steady on, old chap.
just to encompass some of the excitement that's actually there. But in 2 weeks' time, well, This is just going to be absolutely amazing because on Thursday, the 8th of May, at the Lincolnshire Showground with Amelia Highfield and others, and indeed Georgia Twynham, who will be back with us again, and Nick Roberts from Bishop Grose Test University, what will we be doing, Sarah Bullimore?
We will be overdoing the big BG breakfast tweet-up. Everyone wants to book your tickets, £4.50. You can do it via the Eventbrite booking on the Lincolnshire Showground page. And basically over pastries and morning coffees and tea, we will have a lovely panel and we'll be discussing live on Twitter and in the room as well, everything that inspires us about Lincoln and Lincolnshire. So we had this last year and it was absolutely fantastic event. So we're hoping that lots of people are booked to come this year as well.
But there will be something even more exciting about that, which ties in with Chris Ilsley, former co-presenter on the Madrid Drive, but he seems to have gone to another station, the station that Dave Bussey does jingles for him for. Chris, we appreciate you. Graham King is going to be there. What am I talking about, Ed Wellman?
Well, you're talking about our special breakfast show.
3 hours.
8 till 11.
Wow. Yes.
On Thursday the 8th of May, with your good self and Mr. Graham King.
Yes.
At the showground.
Yes.
And my good bracket.
We'll save you a pastry.
I see the flaw in the plan here is that you're going there with the pastries and I'm staying here with Malcolm Thompson. And it's live on Siren 107.3 and Lincoln City Radio 103.6 at the same time. It's all very, very clever.
Definitely. That is fantastic. Exactly. Yeah. So everyone needs to be there that event. Definitely, they need to be there in that room to experience this.
And I haven't mentioned this, but it is something that is a possibility. I know we spoke about it last week with the team. We sort of did electronic introductions. But do you think the Simon and Garfunkel story people will be around to do bits and pieces from that side of things? Have you managed to liaise with them as yet, Sarah?
I've said hello, yes, and got some information from them. But hopefully next week when I get round to kind of doing the actual event details, then we'll be able to arrange something a bit more.
You see, there are goodies happening left, right and centre. Get yourself to lincolninspired.co.uk, Facebook Lincoln Inspired, hashtag Lincoln Inspired. Inspired for the tweeters, and just celebrate and rejoice. It's to be fantastic. It's the 6th to the 11th of May, although I feel in many ways it launched last night, actually. It launched last night with
it felt like it, didn't it?
From the moment the John Wenham words were put into motion with the words, which general knowledge show is hosted by Nick Knowles on BBC One, somehow I felt the thing was just about to start. It was like that first sort of starting bell was actually there. It's very good. Talking about Lip Dub, this is going to be fantastic. Just even more fantastic. Sarah, we'll see you at Lincoln Inspired very soon.
You will indeed.
Now, obviously, we're approaching that time of the season where with the North of England Horticultural Society and indeed the Spring Flower Show, the joys of the Lincolnshire County Show and the Great Yorkshire Show and all those sort of things that we like to get out and about and cover for both Siren FM and Southside Broadcasting, we are keen to obviously stress the importance of good outdoor activities. Astoundingly, though, a recent survey by Littlewoods.com has suggested that 4 in 10 children have never seen a conker, 20% don't know what a tadpole is, and 3 in 10 can't even recognise a woodlouse. To address this whole factor and actually hopefully begin to put some solutions forward, we have a genuine legend, a lady who is just generally an all-round Renaissance woman. She is Michaela Strachan. How are you, Michaela?
I'm pretty good, Alex, particularly with that introduction. That was great. I like that.
It's important. You know, brief but to the point. That's the important thing. So this is quite astounding. I mean, quite apart from the health benefits of actually having time outside to enable vitamin D to actually manifest itself and not going down with rickets, you know, you need to actually ensure that you get that sort of notion of getting out and about. This is quite a shocking survey, really.
Well, I think it doesn't really come as a great surprise to us. I think we all know that kids are spending too much time indoors. And as you say, not only is it good for health, but I think it's really important to have a connection, some sort of connection with the environment, the outdoors, with wildlife. Mm-hmm. You know, we're supposed to have a connection as a species. But I also think to breathe, you know, breathing is so important. I know that sounds so stupid, but so many kids are hunched over laptops and phones and whatever that they can't breathe properly. They're all hunched up. It's really important for your health to get out and breathe.
We always say to wannabe broadcasters, if you want to actually succeed, breathe. It's
darling, yes. Breathe. But also, kids have such a great time when they get outdoors. The trouble is these days is they have a lot of competition for their time, most of it screen time, and children get very obsessed with screen time. And so as soon as they're bored, the instant that they don't know what to do, they switch the telly on or switch the computer on or their phone or whatever, they play a game, they watch something. I think we need, as parents these days, to really inspire and encourage kids to go outside. In the same way that if your child wants to play sport, you don't just say, well, go out and play football. You teach them how to play football. You teach them how to kick a ball. I think as parents now, we need to realise that we need to get involved with getting kids outdoors. Mm. We need to give them a few ideas, a little bit of inspiration, help them along the way to learn how to enjoy the outdoors again.
It's certainly not a case of Lord of the Flies. We're not saying go and sort yourself out, live on a desert island somewhere and actually survive and work through that basis.
Well, then that'd be fun.
Well, yes. Although possibly illegal at the same time. So I think I'd probably hold back on that slightly. But there we are. I mean, in terms of the top five things that kids love to do in this survey, clearly way out in front, we've got watch television and films, 35%, play computer games, 31%, go on the internet, 16%. Of course, you can go on the internet outside as well. There's an app for that. And then we get playing in the park, a fifth of that, 21%, go swimming, which is important. But, and this is the exciting thing, the Treehouse of the Year competition. This could actually smash everything in terms of the whole sequence. The competition, a nationwide search to find the best kids' outdoor area in the United Kingdom.
Well, when Littlewoods.com did this survey, they found out that 31% of kids want to build a treehouse, which is great. Let's get that up to 75% of kids. And so they've set this competition, Treehouse of the Year. And although it's called Treehouse of the Year, obviously building a treehouse can be a little bit difficult and elaborate for a lot of children. It can be a den. I certainly used to make dens. I used to love it. Or it can be, your dad's shed that you make into something really creative. Transform an old shed. And use your imagination. Get your kids to be really creative. And then once you've made it, you've got till the 19th of May, that's when the competition closes, take a picture of your child by the den or the treehouse or whatever they've made, send it in to treehouseoftheyear@cowpr.com or tweet it to @littlewoods using #treehouseoftheyear. And as I say, you know, encourage your children to be creative. If you've got a little girl that's into fairies, make a fairy den. If you've got a little boy that loves wildlife, get him to be creative and maybe make something that a hedgehog would love to go into. But, you know, I don't want to give ideas because I want the kids to get their own ideas.
You've already addressed the line there with hedgehogs because we work quite extensively with hedgehog care centres in both York and Hull with Dr. Tony on the whole system, and she obviously would be very keen for hedgehogs. Obviously, hedgehogs are a lot smaller than human beings, so you might have to sort of scale things up a little bit if you're looking at that side of things.
Well, exactly. Scale it up. Look, and that's where you can use technology with the outdoors. So you think, OK, what would a hedgehog like? Oh, I'll look on the internet. Now I'll go and build it. So you can, you know, we do live in a technical world. You can use technical, you know, the internet and things like that to get inspiration, then get outdoors. What a perfect way to marry the two.
Absolutely. The question about the conker, though, I must admit, 40% of children admit they've never seen a conker. I know there's been a health and safety campaign for various reasons about this, but surely that's outrageous.
I have a real thing that we mustn't wrap our children up in cotton wool. Of course, your child can get hit by a conker. Your child can get hit while playing soccer or football, you know, while playing cricket. The cricket ball can hit you.
I like the way
really
you appeal to the American audience there with the S words. Very good.
Terrible,
nice.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's good.
Football. You know, my child the other day was playing football match, got hit with the ball quite hard in his face, had a nosebleed. Am I going to stop him playing football? Of course I'm not. You know, he plays cricket. He's 8 years old. He loves the hard ball. He loves wearing all this protective gear. You know, of course he could get hit really badly with a cricket ball. Some people do. But I'm not going to stop him playing cricket. You know, you have to put these things into perspective. And I think we all get in our cars every single day. How many people get injured or die from a car accident? Lots of people. Are we going to stop getting in our cars? No, we're not. So we have to get these statistics in perspective.
The bottom line is, Michaela, they need your sense of unerring positivity to see the whole thing through. And then it's, you know, you kind of, you've got like a shield of Michaela Strachan-ness around you. So it's all great. You're positive. We'll just remind folk of the connection with that. It's treehouseoftheyear@cowpr.com, which is the email side of things, or indeed the tweeting to #treehouseoftheyear, and you send it to @littlewoods, which is fantastic. And the winner, of course, will be treated to £500 worth of Littlewoods clothes. Very nice. And indeed, outdoor items. Three runners-up will receive £50 worth of clothes. So it's all sorts of wonderful setups from that point of view. And definitely a win-win activity. I did like the line about the ranges of things, whether it's a den, a treehouse, a Wendy house, or indeed a shed that's been transformed. It's wonderful. Presumably, Michaela, you would not necessarily sort of say that actually hiring on board sort of changing rooms people, that's going a bit too far, really. Because I know parents get competitive, and you just do it yourself. That's the important thing.
I think you can get your parents involved. I mean, if you're going to do a treehouse, then you probably would get your DIY mum or dad involved in that.
Quantities of fires, perhaps not.
But I'm going to be the judge, and so I will be able to tell if it's all been your parents or whether you've hired some company and, you know, to make this amazing treehouse. I'm looking more for something different, creative. That's the thing I'm looking for.
So bespoke treehouses, forget it.
Bespoke, unique, and particularly with a child's imagination. I'm going to be the Simon Cowell of this competition.
I can't quite see that, Michaela, somehow. I mean, it's an interesting...
Nice, I think so.
I think you would be judging it fairly, but at the same time, accurately. That's
exactly
the key thing.
The
scales of justice will be Strachan-led. Michaela, two final questions for yourself today. Have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us on the Midweek Drive today? Has it been okay for yourself?
I've loved every second of it.
Well, that's very good. You know, we like to squeeze the juice out of every 600 seconds that we can. So can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again and hopefully finding out the winner of the Treehouse of the Year later on in the year?
I think that would be good, wouldn't it? To come back on. You never know. It may be somebody from Lincolnshire.
There you go.